email from there. And you mentioned corn. Where's that kept?
You mean on that two-story hayloft?
Well,
barn?
Or would you have a separate building for it, or?
Well, we ain't got no corn around here. Most of them, I guess, that did have any corn, they'd use that regular corn crib fence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do up north, I don't know.
Just make a stack or a pile? And
pile.
Uh-huh.
I know, we only did call it snow fence here. I went up there about 2 years ago, and checking the guys wanting to buy something for just makes a portable fence, you know, for pigs and sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the catalog is, they call it corn crib fence.
Hmm.
So that's what I ordered.
My use, huh?
Yeah.
It's interesting how the catalog brings out names for these things. How was hay gathered here when you were a boy? First of all, where did you raise your hay?
Well, about the only hay we had, well, we planted feed, soaked feed, we call it, and we gathered it with a binder. And on our wall grass hay, we used a mow machine, then went in a sulky rake and raked it. And then we hauled it into an old stationary baler. First started out baling, we had a team of horses on an old baler where they went round and round, see?
Mm-hmm.
And one man sat there and feed it.
Mm-hmm.
Then got to your motor-driven balers, stationary. Nowadays, you got your power take-all for your motor-driven baler, which is an automatic pickup baler. You go right out in the field and pick it up out of windrow and, and automatic tying and everything.
Mm-hmm. Was hay ever stacked in this country?
Yeah, we stacked a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then go back in the wintertime and bale it, stationary baler, when you had more time in it.
When you stacked it, was it gathered into, well, how did you stack it?
Well, we, first thing we done was mowed it, sulky rake to rake it. Then we had a regular stacker, what I call it, a hay stacker. You put two horses on it. And it had wheels. When the horses pull it forward, that would lift this hay fork up, see, up in the air. It's about 18 foot lift if you want to go that high. And of course, it had a trip there. A man operated, he tripped the fork and the hay fall off. And the way you loaded that thing, you had a, what I call a buck rake. You had two horses on that, and you got the windrow, and just go down the windrow to get what much you wanted, and then pull it into the stacker. And they had forks that just right up on this fork of the stacker, see, and then back up, and your hay is left on there.
And would this make a round stack?
You make about any kind of stack you wanted. We made a long, narrow stack.
Where was the stack, usually?
Oh, we just try to pick a high spot in the hay meadows, a sandy spot, or a little higher spot than the rest of them so water wouldn't stay in the wintertime. That's one of the hardest ways of putting up hay.
Well, isn't it fun to look back on that and realize it's behind you?
Well, nowadays, no comparison.
How many times could you cut your hay?
We cut it once a year. A few years back, we started cutting it 2 times a year, and we found out it didn't work. We was hurting the ground too much. We was taking too much stuff off in the morning we was putting on.
I've heard that from several people, and yet I've talked to others, and they say, oh, we just cut it. I guess they don't notice that it gets shorter.
Well,
shorter
the last cutting is one I think it hurts you, Meadow, because you leave it too bare to catch snow, is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It'd make good fine hay if you cut it 2 times.
Mm-hmm.